More than 300 sled dogs have been cleared to run in this year's Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race. KUAC's Emily Schwing stopped by the vet check in Fairbanks on Saturday.
Chattanooga musher Dan Caduce pulls his truck into a warehouse in South Fairbanks as two Yukon Quest veterinarians slap on latex gloves, swab thermometers with Vaseline, and grab for their stethoscopes. The four-time Yukon Quest finisher has 15 race dogs in his truck. They're here for their pre-race checkup. Caduce climbs out and pulls a 63-pound male husky from a dog box.
This is Draco. He don't like females or strangers. He is from Fort Yukon.
Draco sniffs at the air with his huge gray and tan nose. Sled dogs that come from rural parts of Alaska are often large. Their ancestors pulled sleds and worked trap lines in heavy snow and deep cold. Caduce squats down to comfort Draco, and Yukon Quest Trail veterinarian Nina Hansen moves in for an examination.
I start at the front and work my way back, and I start generally with teeth and gums, and he's nice and pink. When you push on their gums, they turn white. They should turn back to pink in less than 2 seconds. And then I pick up their skin. It should fall down immediately, and his does. He's also, I'd say, a 4 for body condition.
Race dogs are ranked on a scale from 1 to 5. Number 1 means the dog is too thin. A 5 means the dog is a little overweight. Most of Caduce's dogs are ranked as 4s.
And I just feel their hip bones. You shouldn't be able to feel their spine between there. You should be able to feel their ribs. And I can. And he seems like a more nervous dog than some, so his heart rate's probably going to be a little higher than average.
Hansen listens to Draco's heart and checks his paws.
He has big feet.
Huge feet.
He has really big feet.
Draco is definitely large in comparison to other Quest dogs. At 2 years old, he's also young, which is why he isn't microchipped yet. All Yukon Quest dogs are required to have a microchip. It's a tiny radio frequency device with a unique identification number. Hansen reaches for a needle and inserts the chip under the skin on Draco's back.
You have a lot of skin.
He doesn't even wince. The chip is smaller than a grain of rice.
All right, let's scan that and make sure it reads.
Hansen uses a green rectangular scanner to make sure the chip is working. This is the third time she's examined Draco this winter. He ran the 350-mile Top of the World sled dog race in December and the 300-mile Copper Basin in early January. Hansen was a vet for both races. She says he doesn't appear any worse for the wear.
Oh, you know, I want to say his body condition is maybe a little bit better, but he was never thin. They should have more weight on them now because they're doing 1,000 miles.
Hansen approves Draco for this year's Yukon Quest.
He looks great.
And Dan Caduce hefts the brown-eyed dog back into the truck. He reaches for the next one, and the whole process begins again. Nearby, Kathleen McGill surveys the scene. This is her 7th year as head veterinarian. She first started working with Quest dogs as a trail vet more than a decade ago. Since that time, she says race dogs have changed significantly.
The feet were not as good as they are today. There was a lot more lameness. The dogs just weren't as toned and as athletic, I think. What I've seen more recently, we're getting a hound-like dog, and the feet are still really good, but the coats are getting a little thinner. And the dogs they're not thin, but they're more athletic.
Over the last 2 years, mushers, judges, and veterinarians have all voiced concerns about dogs' physical appearance toward the end of the race. Some have finished underweight. A rule change this year requires mushers to carry an adequate amount of emergency food, in addition to what they routinely carry on the trail between checkpoints. Race Marshal Doug Grelio will be watching to make sure dogs stay well fed this year.
We're going to have a little bit more of an emphasis on the weight issues that some of the dogs have. And a lot of that, the majority of it comes down to communication with the mushers in a timely manner, both from the veterinarians and the officials. You don't wait till the last minute. You know, most of the dogs, you know, they'll get progressively better or progressively worse as the race, you know, goes on.
26 mushers are making their way toward Whitehorse this week in trucks packed to the brim with gear and dogs. The 30th running of the Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race starts Saturday. I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.